In the village of Kabe, about 50 kilometers from Mali's capital, Bamako, a community health worker looks over a Setu Sako. She looks in her eyes and palpates her stomach. The clinic is just a small room with a bed and boxes of medicine stacked in the corner. Sako brings her toddler over. The health worker asks whether he has ever seen a doctor. Sako says no. The boy has kwashiorkor, which means he does not get enough protein in his diet. The doctor bill is almost $14, while most Malians live on little over a dollar a day. Sako more often visits a traditional healer, who costs a fraction of the price and prescribes herbs. Walking back home, Sako says she does not have enough money to buy good food for herself or her son, so she certainly cannot afford to go to the Western-style clinic. In the neighboring village of Sikoro, Mom Samake also avoids the doctor. Samake says when her family gets sick, they do not get any medicine because they do not have any money. She says they just go out and farm like usual. But one day, Samake got so sick with malaria, she had to go to a clinic. She says because she did not have any money to pay the doctor, she walked around her village, going house to house, asking other people to lend her money. Eventually, she got what she needed. Then, Samake says, she had to cut firewood and sell it to pay back the money she borrowed. Samake says people in Sikoro did not go to school and do not have anything to sell, so to make money, they cut firewood. 14-year-old Siraje Sako takes a long log of wood from a pile towering over her head and whacks it into smaller pieces. Walking around the village, every household has sticks in large stacks in the yard, waiting to be cut, or in small, tidy bundles tied with bark. Mali consumes 6 million tons of wood a year. Villagers say the more wood they cut, the farther they have to walk to find it. Mom Samake says they used to walk 3 or 4 kilometers to find firewood. Now they have to walk 7 kilometers, there and back every day. The Malian Ministry of the Environment estimates each year the country loses 4,000 square kilometers of forest cover to fuel wood and timber harvesting. Sahel Echo is a Malian aid group combating deforestation. Its executive director, Mary Allen, says the situation could be different.
They could be cutting trees in a sustainable way and earning a good living if there was proper management of those trees and proper management of the fuel wood supply.
In other parts of Mali, Sahel Echo has helped farmers realize that they can make more money by taking care of the trees and selling their fruit and leaves instead of chopping them for fuel wood. There are also efforts in Sikoro to provide villagers with another way to make money and provide food. The villagers use big metal watering cans to care for crops at a community garden recently funded by the University of Southern California. They will use the money they get from selling the vegetables to pay their bills, including doctor's bills. Anna Boyko-Wairoc for VOA News, Sikoro, Mali.